Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Slopes, seven bloodied hopes, seven are your burning fires, seven your desires.
Yeah, Metal Dad Radio Show giving you a classic Iron Maiden Jam to start you off there.
Yeah, we haven't played that one in a while. I love that tune. Iron Maiden, Only the Good Die Young. Of course, the closing number off of the Seventh Son of a Seventh Son album. Your favorite Iron Maiden record, right?
I just think it's the best.
Okay, I'm the Metal Dad. That's the Candyman. And up in the irons, as we normally do. We got a good show for you guys this week. We've got the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. We've got some killer albums celebrating anniversaries. And we're also, again, going back through the year, finding stuff that I missed and playing some new stuff for you guys. All three of these songs that I'm about to play, they're all new this year. They all came out in the month of May. So I'm playing catch-up, going month by month here. Some stuff that I missed, including this band here from Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, called They Watch Us From the Moon. I was thoroughly impressed with this record. It's on New Heavy Sounds Records. Came out May 12th. It's called Cosmic Chronicles, Act 1, The Ascension. Let's give you a track off it right now. This one's called Mother of All Bastards. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing you a fantastic and very eclectic block of new stuff there, courtesy of the one and only Metal Dad.
Thank you. Yeah, as I mentioned, this is a block of bands from the month of, we released albums in the month of May. So I went back and I'm kind of trying to play catch up, okay? Because I missed a lot this year and I missed one from my backyard. This is a band called Cemetery Moon, who are from Connecticut. How did I miss this album?
You know, sometimes it just slips by you, but if you're meant to find it, you'll find it, and you did.
Oh, I like that. I was meant to find this because this record is brilliant. Self-titled debut full-length dropped on May 5th, Cemetery Moon. We gave you the track Only Demons, and I'd really, really, I mean, I listened to this record front to back. Love it. Absolutely love it. Grim black metal, but with, as you heard, some weird interludes, some post-metal, some doom, some crazy stuff thrown in. Love it. Before that, we gave you a band called Vexing. And Vexing is from Denver, Colorado, and they just dropped their debut full-length album, Grand Reproach, on May 26th. And we gave you a track, The Mold, which is the album opener. Great stuff there. And then a band from Lawrence, Kansas called They Watch Us From the Moon, who dropped their full-length album, Cosmic Chronicles Act 1, The Ascension, on May 12th through Heavy Sounds. New Heavy Sounds, excuse me. So we're going to continue to play catch-up over these next few weeks because coming up in December, our two-episode countdown of our top 20 metal albums of 2023. That is coming up soon. All right. Right now, though, it is time for the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. The Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. This came up with one of my favorite genres. For those who don't know, let me explain this again. The Candyman created a wheel that we actually spin that has every conceivable metal genre. Wherever that lands, he then created wheels for all of those genres with every conceivable subgenre. It was time-consuming, a labor of love, and it's brilliant. The Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres came up with
Atmospheric Doom Metal.
Atmospheric Doom Metal. I love Doom Metal. I like stuff that's atmospheric. I have a feeling I'm going to like this stuff. As I always do with the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres, I try to find stuff that was recently released. And we're going to start with a band out of Europe called The Answer Lies in the Black Void, who literally just dropped a new album on October 13th through Roadburn Records. Let's give you the album opener. This one's called Ataraxia. It's Metal Dad Radio.
promise whispered, a bleeding crown, this silent place for all to drown.
Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio Show, getting real atmospheric, getting real weird, a little bit experimental, and all around doomy.
Yeah, a little proggy at the end there too, right? A little prog action going on. That right there was a band out of Spain called Todo Mal, which of course, if you know Spanish, means all wrong. But this record's all right, man. Let me tell you, they are about to drop. This hasn't even come out yet. November 24th, they are dropping a full-length album called A Greater Good through Ardua Music. And from what I've heard so far, it is brilliant. I'm really digging it. We gave you a track right there, the title track, A Greater Good. And really like that. Todo Mal is the name of the band. Before that, we gave you a band out of the UK called Thy Listless Heart, who in November of 2022, so 1 year ago, released the album Pilgrims on the Path of No Return through Hammerheart Records. And we gave you the track off of there called Confessions. Really dig that. And then starting off the block, The Answer Lies in the Black Void, which features Jason Conan, also known as Bong Ra. But he is the drummer of Celestial Season. And Martina Horvath is the vocalist. And The Answer Lies in the Black Void just dropped a new record, Thou Shalt, on October 13th through Roadburn Records. And we gave you the track Ataraxia. Three pretty badass atmospheric doom records. Thoughts?
I loved them all. I feel like this is a really underrated genre, and I'm very, very pleasantly, not even surprised. I'm just happy with your choices.
Thank you. I'm happy, too. I'm happy with choices on this next block as well. So this is where we celebrate albums celebrating anniversaries. Three, for me personally, three of the most influential records of the late 80s and mid-90s, okay? And we're going to start with one of the greatest death metal records of all time. Certainly one of the best that came out in the 80s. The band is Death. The album is Leprosy. Released November 16th, 1988 through Combat Records. Let's give you what is easily my favorite track off this record. Pull the Plug. Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
Show playing, in my opinion, what might be one of the best anniversary blocks of this year.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to beat, those three records, in all honesty. That right there was an album that had a profound impact on me personally as a metalhead, and I can't say enough about this record. I love it so much. Dissection, Storm of the Light's Bane is the album. It came out November 17th, 1995 through Nuclear Blast. We gave you Where Dead Angels Lie, which is one of my all-time favorite metal songs, in all honesty. 3 days before that, November 14th, 1995, At the Gates released Slaughter of the Soul through Earache Records. We gave you the track Blinded by Fear. This record catches a lot of shit, a lot, because of all of the crappy metalcore that has come after it and tried to imitate it for the last 30 years. But that does not, to me, detract from how great this record is and how great it was when it came out in 1995. And then starting off the block, Death, Leprosy, November 16th, 1988, through Combat Records. Just absolutely one of the greatest death metal records of all time. And we gave you the track Pull the Plug, obviously. All right, so some programming notes before we get into our final song. Next week, we are going to be doing, in honor of Black Friday, a black metal show. It will be predominantly black metal. The week after that, so that's going to air on the 23rd. November 30th is our 50th anniversary celebration of the release of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath. The entire show will be based around the album Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, one of our favorite Black Sabbath records. On December 7th, we will have a normal Metal Dad show, our final normal Metal Dad show of the year. And then on December 14th and December 21st, we will be having our two-part year-end special counting down the top 20, our top 20 metal records of 2023. Do you get that?
I got that.
All right, so there you go. And then we're off for 2 weeks. There will be no Metal Dad the week of December 28th or January 4th, and we'll be back in 2024 on January 11th with all new Metal Dad shows. So there you go. Time for us now to finish off this show the way we always do. As a tribute to We Believe, his first ever heavy metal band, that of course would be
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath indeed. Let's give you a number off the Volume 4 record. This is St. Vitus's Dance. This is Metal Dad Radio. Till next week, kids.